The steady loss of manufacturing jobs in upstate cities has caused a similar decline in their downtown areas. But cities like Syracuse are hoping to change that perception through art revitalization projects aimed at promoting the city's center while beautifying neighborhoods. WRVO's Gino Gerentino has more.
Ty Marshall was the artist in residence and curator at the Tech Garden in Syracuse, but is also a Central New York native. He walks down the sidewalk, stopping to point at a portion of Steve Powers' A Love Letter to Syracuse, a mural of words painted on train bridges.
It's a token that says, hey, stop and look, stop and experience, and do so with wonderment, do so with looking through a child's eyes. I encourage people to walk the creek walk, like take a walk.
Marshall is leading us on a walking tour of the city's downtown art. He walks quickly, stopping to discuss the artistry behind two atom-shaped bike racks in front of the Museum of Science and Technology, or MOST. On the other side of the building, there's a section of historic concrete.
Behind you is a piece of the Berlin Wall. Why it's hidden behind the MOST, I don't know, but it's a token. It says, like, oh, look, here we have a piece of history right here. And nobody walks by and says, oh, look, there's the Berlin Wall, but there it is.
Although some of the pieces seen in the downtown neighborhoods of Hanover, Clinton, and Armory Square are readily recognizable as art, others simply blend into the urban scenery until someone else points them out. In recent years, the artwork has helped transform the areas into inviting open spaces. Brett Snyder is another contributor to Syracuse's downtown art. His architectural design firm, Cheng & Snyder, created the Salt City mural on the site of Lemps Jewelers on East Fayette Street. The piece is an amalgam of the city's historical past and its technological present, using QR codes, which are square barcodes that can be scanned by smartphones, to recreate a photo of an old pump house and brine distribution center.
I think just the idea of, you know, these new types of, you know, urban densification that are, you know, in some ways different than the densification that, you know, that happened during modernization and the modern movement. And, yeah, there's something a little bit different about it.
But painters and sculptors aren't the only ones promoting the concept of using art to boost downtown. Kate Alwetter, public art coordinator for the city of Syracuse, says the city usually helps foot the bill for installation, though many of the pieces are paid for by public and private groups.
This administration, in particular, seems is very interested in, you know, the cultural and the quality of life here in the city. And this is a really important component of, you know, creating an interesting, vibrant community that we can all enjoy.
She says city officials work closely with community organizations and neighborhood groups like the Connective Corridor, which promotes the bond between University Hill and downtown. Artists also become involved, holding public meetings and gathering neighborhood input on what they'd like to see. The result is that very few of the finished pieces have caused controversy, though Alwetter says people might be confused at first by the giant Loch Ness monster, made of sheet metal and wood, that rises out of the dirt near Armory Square. Artist Ty Marshall says the goal is not only to bring more people to downtown Syracuse, but to inspire revitalization in other Rust Belt cities.
What's drawing me on a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon to go visit Utica from Syracuse, or vice versa, conversely, like what in Syracuse do we have going on that's going to draw Uticans here? And I think that's where it starts too, is we all ought to start visiting each other's cities and seeing what we're doing in those places.
Those involved in downtown art revitalization projects are quick to note that more art isn't going to be the cure-all for decades of declining population and manufacturing, but say it's a good start. In Syracuse, for WRVO News, I'm Gino Gerentino.